Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Star campaigners of different political parties are using all their might to woo the voters for the next phase of elections. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will campaign in Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 days. He will be holding public gatherings in Jaunpur, Bhadohi, Pratapgarh and Azamgarh today. He is scheduled to stay in Governor's House, Lucknow tonight and will address 3 more rallies in Barabanki, Fatehpur and Hamirpur constituencies tomorrow. These rallies are being held in the constituencies which will go to polls in the 5th and 6th phase. On the other hand, another political battleground will be in Fatehpur, where senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath and opposition leaders including Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati will campaign today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will campaign for his brother Rahul Gandhi in Rai Bareilly constituency, while Deputy Chief Minister of Karnataka and senior Congress leader D.K. Shivakumar will also hold a press conference in Lucknow. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday reiterated that Pakistan-occupied Kashmir or POK is a part of India and said that India has the right over it. In an interview with a news agency, he said, "Pakistan-occupied Kashmir is India's because the entire Kashmir had merged with the Union of India." Speaking on the protests that have erupted in POK, Mr. Shah said there is mismanagement in POK. When asked about the AAP chief's claims that he would not need to go back to jail if enough votes were cast in the party's favour, the Home Minister said he believed this is clear contempt of the Supreme Court. India's biggest skill competition, India Skills 2024, has started yesterday in New Delhi. Over the next 4 days, more than 900 students from 30 states and union territories will showcase their skills in 61 different areas, from traditional crafts to latest technologies. Skill Development Secretary Atul Kumar Tiwari, who inaugurated the opening ceremony, called it a win-win situation for both the youth as well as industries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief on passing away of former Gujarat Governor Dr. Kamala Venival. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said she had a long political career in Rajasthan where she served the people with diligence. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also expressed his deep condolences on the demise of veteran Congress leader and former Governor of Gujarat Dr. Kamala Venival. In a social media post, he called Dr. Kamala an astute administrator and an epitome of women empowerment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Lawrence Wong on assuming office as Prime Minister of Singapore. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to working closely with Mr. Wong to further advance India-Singapore strategic partnership. Mr. Wong will succeed 72-year-old Lee Hsien Loong, who stepped down after 2 decades at the helm. Lee's resignation marked the end of a family dynasty led by his father, Lee Kuan Yew, Singapore's charismatic first leader who built the colonial trading outpost into a business-friendly, affluent country during 31 years in office. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico is no longer in a life-threatening condition after he was shot in an assassination attempt when leaving a government meeting yesterday. Minister of Interior Matheus Sudia Estok says the incident was an attack on the state itself. He says the perpetrator of the attack shot 5 times and that the Prime Minister was in a critical condition. The Interior Minister further said that it's an attack on democracy and he will appeal to the Deputy Prime Minister to convene the Security Council today to evaluate the situation. On to sports now. In men's javelin throw, Olympic champion Neeraj Chopra won the gold medal in Federation Cup 2024 in Bhubaneswar yesterday. 26-year-old superstar struggled in the initial rounds of competition as he was second after 3 rounds. He took the lead in 4th round with an effort of 82.27 metres and he did not take the final round as he was leading after DP Manu, who settled for silver. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Rajasthan Royals by 5 wickets at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. For Rajasthan Royals, right-arm pacer Avesh Khan dismissed the dangerous duo of Riley Rosso and Shashank Singh to give the Royals an upper hand in the contest. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will lock horns with Gujarat Titans at the Rajiv Gandhi International Cricket Stadium in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.